last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. I am Beta, the host of today's episode. And once again, we have the opportunity to be here to answer your questions, doubts, and misconceptions about Mahdaviyya. And here with me in studio is Brother Alavian. Welcome, brother, to our studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
In the last episode, we talked about different misconceptions about Mahdaviyya, specifically the misconceptions around the birth of Imam Mahdi at a difficult Iran time because of the pressure of government and so on. And we talked about differences in different religions and Shia and Sunni Ummah narrations about the birth of Imam Mahdi. In this episode, we're going to have this misconception about the place of living of Imam Mahdi. For example, one of the places that come to our mind on earth is the Bermuda Triangle. What is the answer to this question, brother?
The reason that some people believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam lives in Bermuda Triangle is that sometimes they actually think probably that Bermuda Triangle is the same as Khadra Island.
Yeah.
And with this presupposition that Imam lives in Khadra and Khadra Island is in Bermuda Triangle, so they have concluded at the end of the day that, okay, Imam lives in Bermuda Triangle. I don't know where this concept have come from, but with the Khadra Island itself, majority and let's say plenty of scholars showed their dissatisfaction and disagreement with this concept that where it has come from. I want to say that even this, the concept of Imam's life being in Khadra Island is still in question, I mean, from the Islamic scholars, and has not been approved by majority of the Islamic scholars. Imam is going to be with nation. Imam is going to guide the nation. Imam is like the sun behind the clouds.
Yeah.
The sun has its own functions, even if it is behind the clouds.
Exactly.
So Imam, if he is in the nation, but he cannot be seen, he has its function and functionality. But he is there, not outside of the nation and Islamic nation and the, let's say, the whole nation, the creatures of God. He's not going to be necessarily or exclusively the Imam of Shias or Muslims. No, he is the Imam of the whole inhabitants of the earth. So even as I said earlier, the concept of Imam's life being in Khadra Island is taken from some stories and anecdotes that has been nullified and ignored, and even by the Islamic scholars and researchers. There are lots of criticism and critics on the documentation of such a belief, but even if in Khadra Island, no one can claim that even this Khadra Island is in Bermuda, as I said. So whatever the enemies of Islam are doing as their crimes that they are committing in Bermuda Island, they want to connect it to the existence of this holy and blessed creature of God, that is the holy Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In fact, they're trying to divert the attention of the people from a pure blessing.
Yeah.
To something which is a center of, I don't know, lots of conflicts between the, I don't know, ships and airplanes and the place that lots of crimes are happening there. So we want to say that and declare it outspokenly that there is no relation between Imam's life in Khadra Island or even Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, thank you for your search and answer about this question. So we get to this point that Imam is living among this nation and among these people. Dear listeners, let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back in order to talk more about this topic.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. Shatter the slime night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is the program The Last Savior. And once again, we have the opportunity to be here to answer the misconceptions and doubts about Mahdavia. As we know, there is this Western perspective on women, that women has a kind of inferior creation over men. And there are so many narrations and stories in Christianity that, for example, a woman was made out of the soul of man, and these sort of things, or a woman is the right hand of the man or something like that. And this kind of perspective has its own effect on misconception about Mahdavia and the relation between women and Mahdavia and Imam Zaman, which we're going to actually go through this and dig more deeply into this topic in this part of our episode. The first question is that, is it the same thing or the same perspective about women in the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, which there is no women in the army of Imam Mahdi, and actually he has no connection to women or something like that, or not?
Look, as you rightly mentioned, there is usually a nasty look. There has always been a kind of inferior look to the women that actually is rooted in the early false beliefs of some groups, even those opposing Islam and in those who were in front of Islam, and even non-Muslims and different groups of, I don't know, different classes of beliefs and schools of thought. But with appearance of Islam, this concept towards women and ladies changed drastically.
Yeah.
By what? By the respect that the Holy Prophet showed towards the ladies and women from day one, towards his wife, Lady Khadija Salam Allah Aliha, or Lady Fatima Salam Allah Aliha. In Arab, in that time, at the time that they were suffocating the girls, they were killing the girls, and they buried them while they were alive. So there is a prophet comes up and he says that, okay, this is Umma Biha. That is, this daughter, Fatima Salam Allah Aliha, is Umma Biha, is mother of his father. So, you know, what status the Holy Prophet is giving to the lady, Lady Fatima Salam Allah Aliha, and the way that she, and the way that he treats Lady Khadija Salam Allah Aliha. Not only Lady Khadija, even the girl and even the friends of Lady Khadija were respected by the Holy Prophet, because she was a respected wife, and even her friends are respected to me.
Yeah.
You see, this kind of look that comes up in Arabian Peninsula at the time that women had no value. So this is kind of look that Islam gives to the women, and actually it's revolutionized the approach towards women. Yeah. And this is Islam. Even it was that strong that they said, okay, he is, we take refuge to God, he's a womanizer. He prefers women over the men. You see, that much strong. But no, he wanted to change a wrong belief. That women are not the left part of the existence of human beings. No. Women and men are equal, and the priority is over taqwa, right? Over piety.
Exactly.
And everyone who's more pious is prior to the other. There is no preference over this or that. So the same issue actually has been inserted in the doubts and misconceptions of Mahdaviya, that, okay, a lady is going to kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Yes, among the other imams, there were some ladies who were the killers and assassinators of the imams. No way, no doubt. But how many were they? One, two, or three. But how about the rest? The rest of the imams were killed by men. So if we want to actually assure others that, okay, again, ladies are going to kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Oh, there is no lady in the army or in the troop of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No, they are all wrong. To claim that the one who is going to kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, let's wish for his arrival to come first, inshallah,
yeah,
let us experience his this utopian Mahdavi utopia that we are all wishing to see it first. Okay,
exactly.
After years of his government, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw this expediency to take his holy soul, this is something that can be discussed later on. And though these questions are not that important, actually crucial for us to know their answer even now, but we want to actually answer some, we want to remove these ambiguities from the minds of the people.
Yeah.
But as for the martyrdom of Imam, or I don't know, the demise of Imam, there are some different narrations that have come to us.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه.
Some believe that Imam will be martyred. Some say after 70 years of his government, some say even more, or some say less. So different numbers have come. As I said, these questions are not important questions to know, but at least whatever we have reached, I mean, whatever we have gained, whatever we have achieved in the hadith and narrations, this is the gist of it. So some prefer the concept of shahada or martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam. And where did it come from? Based on a famous statement from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, the second Imam, that said, there is no Imam except that he is poisoned or martyred.
Yeah.
So due to the fact that even some of the earlier Imams were martyred, we can give preference to this narrations of martyrdom rather than
exactly.
the natural death of Imam. Right, so the natural death is in a lower importance rather than the martyrdom. But if we even go for the concept of martyrdom and natural death of Imam alayhi salam, so in natural death, there is no lady in this regard. But if for the martyrdom, okay, then what is the quality of martyrdom? Who said that it would be a lady? Some say that there is, some very weak and poor hadith say that there is a lady that she has a bird and she grew her bird and she looks like men, but she kills them all. So we cannot trust such hadith and narrations. But let's see what the expediency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for the Imam of that time. So what can be given preferences in our researches is that the Imam will be martyred and the concept of shahada is more strong and natural death is not that strong as it has been researched up to now.
Thank you, Brother Ali. So we come to this point that in our religion, it's not, first of all, there is no difference between men and women because of their gender. The only difference or superiority that people can have above each other is only out of piety and virtue. And the other thing that you mentioned about narrations about Mahdaviya, that Imam will may be killed by a woman, which is closed by a man or something like that, that cannot be actually trusted completely and are not of a high importance because there are so many other misconceptions that are more important to be answered. But in order to be thorough in these episodes, we answer these questions. And we came to this point that the martyrdom of Imam is more highly in the narrations than the natural death. And we're going to talk about this topic more in the next episodes. So stay tuned and be with us, dear listeners. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.